All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Cowboys' loss in Philadelphia is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Let's get this over with. What do you want?
Well, oh, man. Want to know how you feel about that game on Sunday?
Well, let me just start off by saying I really didn't appreciate the way those Texas Rangers went out of their way to put unfair expectations on us. Very unfair of them. That was not very fellow sports team friendly.
Well, it shouldn't matter at all. You should always expect to win and be happy for the Rangers.
And I'm not saying that Mike McCarthy's job is in jeopardy. I'm just saying I'm thinking about giving Bruce Bochy a call.
I don't know if he can coach football.
I tell you, I hate playing in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because of that human trash they call fans.
Okay, now.
That is such a rough crowd. I mean, yeah. They throw stuff at you. Gene got hit by somebody's artificial leg this week.
Oh dear.
My gosh.
Thing flew 20 yards through the air. Hit her right in the wig, too.
Oh no. Man.
And someone apparently brought in an ice cooler full of transplant organs or something, pelted us throughout the whole game.
Gosh.
It's
kidneys
a rough crowd.
And livers and corneas and
wow.
And Jerry Jr. took a scrotum right square in the face.
Okay.
Although, to be honest, I ain't sure that ain't happened before.
All okay, right. Now. Jerry, that's your son.
Nothing but fun around. When that replay showed that Dak stepped out of bounds there on that 2-point conversions,
yeah.
My heart sunk lower than my balls. Because I knew we were going to lose then. And say what you want about the former Zeke Elliott, but at least when he stepped out of bounds, it was just honking parade boobs. Dak is losing games for us.
I don't know if you put this one on Dak.
Well, he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
And what's that they say? They say the F stops here.
The F.
What's the saying?
The buck. It's with a B.
I always misunderstood it. I'm so sorry.
Oh man.
But you know, maybe Dak isn't so much a miracle as maybe a mixed blessing. Let's give him that. At least he's a great quarterback that you just can't win in the postseason with.
Okay, well,
can't say that definitively yet.
Remains to be seen.
I love that. Historically, I love that. You know that about
yeah, I guess so.
But hey, what about that Jake Ferguson, that C.D. Lamb? I mean, I thought that I did a hell of a good job GMing them onto our team.
Yeah, they had good games.
They had good games, and you got to look at the positivities. Always look at the positivities.
Well, look who threw him the ball. How about that positivity?
Do not focus on the trites. Always focus on the positivities.
Okay.
Speaking of positivities, did you see that the judge this past week dismissed the defamation lawsuit that gal claiming to be one of my 90s fun babies brought
in? Yeah, we saw it.
Congrats. Yeah.
That just goes to show you what the power of prayer can do. That's right, prayers. I said it, prayers. Okay. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I spent a lot of time praying that this judge would take the giant payoffs I was offering to him. And thank goodness he did. Prayers are answered.
Yeah, I didn't really know you prayed. Is that your Bible?
It's a Bible.
Okay.
But, yeah, so now I won't have to get dragged into court so they can stand there and watch me as I uncomfortably have to fire baby batter into test tubes that they can try to prove that gal's one of my fun babies. So, you know, it was interesting this past week. I think something kind of hit me, a realization. Something dawned on me.
Yeah? What's that?
I got into an argument in a bar with a group of millennials. And they was all telling me, you know, typical stuff that I'm not a very good general manager and that I suck and I need to sell the Cowboys and all this. And I whipped out my usual, did you like those three Super Bowls? I hope you did. I hope you did.
Always a good defense.
And they screamed back, no, actually we didn't. when I realized then they weren't born.
Yeah, it won't work with
them.
They
had not been born, so they did not get to experience and enjoy them. So
that'll tell you something.
Yeah, and, you know, hey, how'd you like how I handled the trade deadline, huh?
Well, you didn't do anything.
Came and went, and I did nothing. I ignored it, mm-hmm. just like I ignored Gene when she complains about a new heir showing up on our doorstep every week with a fresh lawsuit. I ignored it. And Terrence Steele, I mean, yeah. I don't want to say something negative here, but Terrence Steele
yeah.
is about as porous as Biden's southern border. We need to build a wall on Dak's right side.
That would help.
That would help a little bit. But we got another game coming up, and that's always another opportunity.
I think you can beat the Giants.
Oh, we're definitely going to beat the Giants. You can bet on it. As a matter of fact, I'm betting that we're beating the Giants.
You're going to bet on it.
Yeah,
I think that's illegal.
I win all my bets, too, because I put $100,000 on the Eagles last week.
Okay, Jerry. Don't let the league hear that.
Yeah, it sounds really wrong.